And welcome back. And that was the first play of Charlotte Baker's campaign song there.
Exclusive,
which is always very exciting. But in the studio, we now have Vlad. And forgive me, how do you pronounce your surname? I didn't want to say it wrong on the radio.
Bliznikov.
Lovely. that's our second presidential candidate for today. And if you'd like to get involved with the interview and the questioning, please send us a question in on the buzz box and we'll do our best to try and ask that about it. But to start off with the interview, as we've been doing with all our candidates, we'd just like you to introduce yourself and tell us why you've decided to run for association president.
Well, I guess all the candidates, and me included, would say the reason I'm running for association president is because I like this university. I love this university in many ways. It's, you know, 4 great years, a lot of good friends, a lot of good opportunities. But it's most of all the university and the town itself, the traditions, the academic excellency, the atmosphere, kind of the beauty, the bubble atmosphere of it. In a way, so that's why I want to stay on the university and give something back. But I also believe that I'm competent at the job, and I will be competent at the job. That's why I decided to run.
When did you decide to run? Because there's quite a lot of candidates this year, and we were just wondering, sort of, when it was that they thought, "Do you know what? This is something I want to go for."
Did you always think it from first year, or was it sort of in the last year? Or
well, at the end of second year. At the end of third year, I decided to run for the SRC member for international students. So I was introduced, I got elected, so I got introduced into that union way of doing things. I was considering running for association president from the beginning of this year, so I haven't really thought about it before. But I think the whole thing with the KKF and whatever happened there kind of gave me the last push in saying that I want to see something done about certain things, and I believe myself able to do that.
So you're currently the SRC member for international?
Well, I'm not sure when our mandate finishes. But yes, I have been elected the member for international.
So how is your experience from that role, do you think, going to help you as president if you get that job?
Okay. I would like to say that I've reinvented the role in a way, because I've been the president of the Russian Society for 3 years now, and I've never seen the member for international students before. This year, I have gone out to most of the national, pretty much all national societies, and even those unaffiliated. We have formed an international students forum whereby national societies come and discuss various issues for international students. So at the moment we're working on things about storage, accommodation, and healthcare. So actually having a nurse within university for students to go to. So I think that particular role has allowed me to firstly understand the inner politics of the Students Association. It has allowed me to work closely with various societies, which is the easiest way to reach out to the students at the moment. I think it allowed me to test myself in several ways where I believe I succeeded. That's why I plan to take on to the association president role.
And as an international student yourself, in the 4 years I've been here, we've always had British Association presidents. Do you think that gives you anything different to bring to the role, or do you think it doesn't actually make any difference at all?
I have to be frank and honest here that at the beginning of the campaign, I thought that maybe I shouldn't mention too much that I'm not British, because I guess what you said is that I'm 4 years running. We're British Association presidents, but then we realised that in fact it is a benefit in a way, because it is about change to a lot of things of the Student Association, and I think that the kind of the difference in mentality that I have, the difference in perceiving the world, and the difference of looking straight at a point. In finding the core of the subject, I think that's definitely a benefit, and that's a benefit that will be taken to the Student Association.
What do you think is going to be the main thing you're going to be achieving this year, the main problem for students that the president is going to be pushing for and seeing that it's solved?
Well, what I perceive the main problem to be is the enormous communication gap that we currently have between the student association and the students. Unfortunately, it's in part through the atmosphere of the town, possibly through people not wanting to participate, but I think it definitely can be broken considerably. So I think that's one of the main things that I want to do. However, I understand and I agree with the fact that accommodation is an enormous issue for students at the moment. Community relations, understanding what tuition fees are paid for. I think those are the main things that need to be taken forward and need to be solved.
So you mentioned communication and visibility of the union. So what active measures could you take to solve that?
Well, the promises that I have drawn up include weekly surgeries in the union bar. They include going out to halls once a month to actually speak out to students. But before that can happen, people need to be able to form their opinions about what goes on at the student association. So that would include putting up the motions that we can advance before they're discussed at the SRC or wherever else, putting them up in halls of residences and the major facilities, so people can actually, you know, read about what's happening and form an opinion. But obviously we have to look into the website and the template for emails, so it is more interactive with what the students want.
And so in that sense of communication, the way most students will learn about things going on in the university is through student media, which has largely increased over the last year.
Yes.
So what's your stance on student media? Is it something you would engage with more or less, or what would your stance
be? No, I very much agree that the media is an integral part of communicating with students. So something like the press, the Saint, the Star, it is about having regular updates, video updates which should be put up on websites. So it is very much working together with the media. However, I think it's not just about people being able to see, on a video or to hear on the radio. It is very much about them communicating with their representatives. So one of the things I've chosen in my campaign team is leadership, and it's leadership and communication and leading by example. So it's about coming out to the student, speaking to the student in those surgeries or going out to halls. And by that, if the student, as student association, can do this, that I can demand the same to be done by other sabbaticals and by other SRC members, which they should feel obliged to do.
And you were mentioning leadership there, and one question that we've decided to ask all the candidates, is there any particular political figure, perhaps, that you admire their leadership style or perhaps are inspired by?
Public figure.
To be perfectly honest, it's pretty difficult for me to say at the moment. I think there are a lot of politicians and public figures that in different parts have inspired me about various things. But I can't really name somebody in particular.
Fair enough.
We should probably wrap it up there. And
I've still got a couple more questions to go.
Please.
Go ahead then.
Another one I wanted to ask all the candidates is, obviously it's the 600th anniversary this year. So it's going to be a big time, excuse me, for the association president. You are the public face of the student body. What kind of things do you want to say about St Andrews and put forth to the wider world?
Well, thank you very much for the question. Another thing in my campaigning is advocacy. So advocacy is about advocating the university and the students and the student body across the UK and internationally. With the 600th anniversary coming up, I think we have a very good chance to have our name heard out there, and that's what we need to do, because I, as a Russian, I would love to be able to go back to St. Petersburg, where I'm from, go to my ex-school, go to various universities, and talk about St. Andrews. Unfortunately, at the moment, the university is not utilizing that internationality that it has at the, you know, here. That's what needs to be done, I think. That's one. Number two is very much about fundraising that needs to be done. There is there is a big need for greater bursaries. There is greater need for redevelopment of the library, of the sports center, of the union soon. And it is definitely about going out there internationally, speaking about St. Andrews, and not just about the fact that certain people came here or, you know, certain sports were invented here. It's very much about the academic excellence that we do have. And it's very much about the 600th anniversary atmosphere that we have here.
Great. And just a final quick one. I think one of the most important sort of qualities of a sabbatical officer is to be really, really approachable to the students, because obviously you are their representative. So what kind of practical ways will you make yourself approachable?
Well, it is of course about always being able to communicate back. So if somebody has written, it is about being able to write them back, and, you know, as soon as possible. I am very much about personal approach, actually meeting up with a person, talking to him or her, or about various issues that might be at hand. But I also understand that it's, you know, time, there are not enough hours in the day in order to do this. So in terms of making me approachable is obviously communicating back to students as quickly as possible, going out outside of the union or the union building and, you know, talking to students of various situations. It's about trying to get the various societies together to reach out to the students through them. It is about, you know, being able to put the student first rather than any, you know, personal issues or, you know, other outside of the university kind of things.
Fantastic. Well, I think you have not answered all our questions very well. And as we've done with all our candidates, we've asked you to suggest a song to accompany the interview, either campaign song or a song that sums you up or a song that you just really like. So if you'd just like to introduce the song and tell us why you've chosen it today.
Well, I've chosen New Generation. The New Generation, there has been a lot of people have become more involved in speaking out against the way of life that they're leading at the moment, because there are a lot of disadvantages to it. And I think, especially here, we do need to think about change that needs to be done and needs to be conducted at the Student Association. So I've chosen The New Generation, basically, which is a song about that uprising, about that change in lifestyle.
We're the new generation. The new generation, and we believe